on FM, online, on your mobile and on digital radio. This is Heart. And 5 o'clock, the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Jess Skinner. A woman's died after a car crashed into a row of more than 20 parked cars on a garage forecourt in St Austell. She was a passenger in the car. The driver is in hospital with serious injuries. Theresa May has told MPs EU nationals living in the UK won't have their families broken up because of Brexit. She says EU citizens given new settled status will be able to bring family members into the UK and they'll have rights to education, healthcare, benefits and pensions.
Family dependents who join a qualifying EU citizen here before the UK's exit will be able to apply for settled status after 5 years. And after the UK has left the European Union, EU citizens with settled status will be able to bring family members from overseas on the same terms as British nationals.
Now, between Brian Tapley, Jim Shand and Reg Davison, they've racked up more than 150 years of service with Devon and Cornwall Police. Now, the force's longest-serving trio have been recognised at a special event held by the Chief Constable. Brian Tapley has told us why he dedicated such a long and distinguished career in the force.
We've had 50-odd years of something we've really enjoyed. And you think about it now and you think, there have been some fantastic times. It's not something that I regret doing even now.
And we're being encouraged to try a bit of our culture and learn some Cornish. This year's theme is Why Not or Prag Na. Loveday Jenkin is one of the organisers and says it's really easy to pick up a little bit of the dialect.
It's about encouraging everybody to say a few words Cornish and to show that they can speak Cornish, because a lot of people tell me, well, I've never met anyone who can speak Cornish, but there's lots of people around who can speak a few words of Cornish. Yeah, it's very easy.
Cornwall's weather, it's staying dry overnight and feeling quite mild with lows of 15 degrees. It's mainly cloudy tomorrow. We could see some rain by the evening, though, feeling warm again to highs of 20 degrees.